Stupid Fly.
Welcome to Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop gamecast, where contestants compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold, hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin.
DJ Cool, without further ado, here's your host, Magic Most!
Yeah, it's your man, Magic Most. I'm the AOL CD-ROM of game show hosts, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to the Battle of Stony Island audio episode of Headspin. We have two extra exceptional Golden Era gladiators in the house today. Please give a huge Headspin welcome to Open Mike Eagle and Sean Kantrowitz. All right, guys, has your chiropractor made you sign some sort of document confirming you'll never do the kid and play dance again? Or are you still feeling like your golden era selves?
I feel old, if that's what the question is.
It's basically what the question is. Are you old as hell, or is your hip-hop knowledge still front of mind?
Yeah, that's all I have left in my head is hip-hop knowledge.
That was all I ever really had to begin with, so it seems like it's all been leading up to this moment.
We're super excited to put you both to the ultimate golden era test, but first, let's get to know you on a deeper level. Now, Open Mike Eagle, I got a couple of questions for you. If you were trying to get a woman in the mood for some serious lovemaking, which 90s era hip-hop song would you play and why?
I would play The Roots' Silent Treatment. It's the only song I had in high school that worked for that circumstance. It's the only one. I had to put it on repeat. I eventually found the Love Jones soundtrack, and then that was the only other thing that I had.
All right, follow-up question for you. If you had to explain The Roots to someone who has never heard of them before, but you can only play one Roots song, which song would you choose and why?
I would play Proceed Part 2. Not the original Proceed, but the remix that had Roy Ayers playing live on it. And I would show them the video where they're rapping on top of a building in a circle and it's black and white. And Roy Ayers is really, really big and he's in the clouds playing xylophone on the clouds. And then I would start crying and then they would realize how beautiful The Roots were.
That is a solid plan. All right, last question for you, Open Mike. What is the least hip hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I was watching the November Rain video from Guns N' Roses because that has always just hit me in a special place and I just needed to let it out. It just gets me ever since I was 9. So I went back to that place and had a good cry. That's not hip hop at all.
How often do you watch this video?
More than I should, that's for sure.
All right, Sean, same questions for you. If you were trying to get a woman in the mood for some serious lovemaking, which 90s era hip hop song would you play and why?
I think if I were to pick a song from that era, it would have to be Queen Latifah and Moni Love's Ladies First. First of all, I think that the implicit message in the song's title would probably do well. And also, it's been my experience that women don't particularly like being yelled at by men. And that's most rap songs. So that's kind of what I would go with to set the mood.
Okay, well then I got a follow-up question for you. Name a golden era female rapper that would be an equal and fair match in a bare-knuckle brawl with Queen Latifah.
I feel like MC Light could step into the ring with Latifah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Does MC Light get to wear her 4-finger rings?
Absolutely, she does.
All right, last question for you, Sean. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
The least hip-hop thing that I've done in the last 24 hours has probably been being glued to the screen last night watching the Beatles' Let It Be Get Back documentary. Just watching 4 British dudes in a studio smoking cigarettes and kind of arguing. It's not very hip-hop, but it is oddly just hypnotizing. I can't explain it to you.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
It takes a real heart of ice not to feel all warmed up when you hear Paul McCartney playing Blackbird. I mean, come on. That's like, you know, a staple.
You gotta sing it, Sean.
You know, I don't want to desecrate the legacy of the Lennon-McCartney catalog here. I'm going to sing it in the style of Sticky Fingers, if that's fine. just to sort of thread the needle here.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Open mic. What's going on with Stony Island Audio?
We're a podcast network, and we have a bunch of amazing shows that all deal, well, mostly deal in hip-hop and exploring legacies of artists past and interviewing up-and-comers and waxing philosophical and all the shit that goes on.
All right, guys, here's how the game is going to work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, in which you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering the questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind that time is a factor, so don't spend too much of your energy on one question. Once you've answered all of the questions to the best of your ability, the round will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving both of you a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500. Now, the loser today will have to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a golden era hip-hop consequence ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever. All right, open mic Eagle, Sean, are you guys ready to play Headspin today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, round one, open mic Eagle, you'll be first. That means, Sean, you'll be going into our isolation booth.
Here I go.
All right, open mic Eagle, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the 7 you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock starts after I ask the first question. Here we go. Which legendary MC is also known as the Blastmaster?
KRS-One.
Out of these 3 rap groups, which did not appear on the cover of Rolling Stone? Run-DMC, Snoop and Dre, or Kid and Play?
Kid and Play.
What was the title of the 1989 hip-hop music video show hosted by Dee Barnes?
Pump It Up.
The soundtrack for the Street Fighter movie of 1994 featured a posse cut entitled Come With It. Name 2 of the 3 rappers featured on the song.
Razzcast and Saphir.
Finish this lyric from DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince's classic Summertime. Here it is, a groove slightly transformed.
I don't know.
Name the title of the Run-DMC Christmas song that first featured on the compilation A Very Special Christmas in 1987.
Christmas in Hollis.
Babyface, Chaos, Mr. Man, and YT were the 3 members of which Brooklyn-based trio responsible for the 1994 album entitled The Ambush?
Bush Babies.
Now that's time, open mic. You scored 6 out of 7 questions correct in that first round. How are you feeling?
That feels nice. That feels nice. I feel bad that I didn't know one that was considered easy. That makes me feel scared for later. But right now, I feel pretty good.
Well, hang on to your britches. You're doing great.
How did you know I was hanging on to my britches?
You're doing great. But you're going to head into our isolation booth, and we're going to bring out Sean. All right, Sean, how was your time in the booth?
I was upset that you cut the music off. I was having such a good time. Where can I listen to more of those playlists?
Oh, you mean the dope Golden Era playlist on Spotify?
That's the exact one I'm talking about.
Are you ready for round one, Sean?
Man, I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be, so let's do this.
All right, let's get it going for round one. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Which legendary MC is also known as the Blastmaster?
KRS-One.
Out of these 3 rap groups, which did not appear on the cover of Rolling Stone? Run-DMC, Snoop and Dre, or Kid and Play?
Kid and Play.
What was the title of the 1989 hip-hop music video show hosted by Dee Barnes?
Pass.
The soundtrack for the Street Fighter movie of 1994 featured a posse cut entitled Come With It. Name 2 of the 3 rappers featured on the song.
Pass.
Finish this lyric from DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince's classic Summertime. Here it's a groove, slightly transformed.
Pass.
Name the title of the Run-DMC Christmas song that first featured on the compilation A Very Special Christmas in 1987.
It was Christmas in Hollis.
Babyface, Chaos, Mr. Man, and YT were the 3 members of which Brooklyn-based trio responsible for the 1994 album entitled The Ambush? All right, that's time, Sean. You ran out of time. You scored 3 out of 7 questions correct. Seemed like you're freaking out a little bit in the booth. How do you feel about that round?
I mean, I felt like I was freaking out because I was. I was. It's, you know, it's a whole other game once you get under the gun here and the timer. I got to sit down.
Got a lot of excuses, Sean. We'll step it up in round two. But first, let's bring out Open Mic Eagle and let's talk about the correct answers to the questions for round one. All right, both of you guys got this one correct. A little easy. KRS-One is also known as the Blastmaster. Kid and Play is the only group that did not appear on the cover of Rolling Stone. Snoop and Dr. Dre and Run DMC did.
Yeah, I think the rugged, street-steeped journalist at Rolling Stone, they didn't think Kid and Play was hard enough.
Dee Barnes hosted Pump It Up. The three MCs featured on Come With It on the Street Fighter soundtrack were Ahmad, Saphir, and Razzcaz. Out of those three MCs, which one's your favorite? Ahmad, Saphir, or Razzcaz?
I think it's Razzcaz.
Razzcaz, why?
I mean, nature of the threat, and he's made his impact. That nobody else has done what he has done with that song. So he holds a special place in my super conspiracy-driven, backpacker self. But you know what? He really shined on that Street Fighter soundtrack.
He really did, though. He was trying to say adamantium. He said adamantanium, and I'll never forget that.
All right, now let's do the line together from Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince's classic Summertime. Here it is, a groove, slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm?
We can't do it together because I don't know it.
I didn't know it either.
I don't like that song.
Why?
Because it sounds like a commercial. It doesn't sound like a song to me. It sounds like somebody wrote a commercial for a season. It doesn't make sense. I don't like it at all. I don't think anybody really feels that way about the summer. I think it's bullshit.
Do you think he completely lifted it from Rakim?
I think, yeah, somebody completely wrote it for him, for sure.
Did Rakim write that? Or?
I think that's the popular theory.
Jazzy Jeff commented on this. The beat was originally for Rakim. Oh. And then when he, for whatever reason, didn't go for it, Will Smith kind of was still in that Rakim lane when he was writing. So
Will Smith's popular Rakim era.
Run DMC's song from A Very Special Christmas is Christmas in Hollis. Babyface, Chaos, Mr. Man, and YT were the three members of the Bush Babies. All right, after round one, Open Mic Eagle is in the lead with 600 points. Sean has 300 points. But there's still a whole lot of head spin to play, so let's see if the lead changes in the second round where questions are going to be worth 200 points. Round two is coming up right after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Are you a rap nerd? Would you say you know a good deal of hip-hop trivia? The Questions Hip Hop is the world's best hip-hop trivia show in which the genre's biggest fans test their rap trivia skills, discuss their careers, and talk about how hip-hop changed their lives with me, your host, Sean Kantrowitz. Guests like Just Blaze, Questlove, Russell Peters, Warren G, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, and many more. The Questions Hip Hop Trivia Podcast on Stony Island Audio.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to the Battle of Stony Island audio episode of Headspin. We've got Open Mic Eagle and Sean battling it out today. Open Mic is in the lead with 600 points, and Sean is trailing behind with 300 points. Today, these Golden Era Gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. The loser will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer.
Today's Headspin consequences are straight clowning. Dress up like a circus clown while holding a sign that reads, "Honk if you love 90s rock." Cup of Fat Joe. Freestyle rap your order at a local coffee shop. Roger that. Perform the Roger Rabbit dance for 30 seconds in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. Changing table 2.0. Set up a table and a sign that reads, "Bad Baby is a better MC than Rakim." Change my mind. You need love. Recite the lyrics of I Need Love to a Stranger while dressed like LL Cool J. Big Worm. Wear hair curlers while doing the centipede, the wave, or the worm in public. Down with OPP. Recite the chorus of OPP in public and successfully get 8 strangers to respond. Blouse of Pain. Wear a woman's blouse and wig and jump to House of Pain's Jump Around for the world to see. Back to you, Magic Mouse.
All right, Sean, you'll be kicking off round 2. That means Open Mic Eagle. You'll be heading back into the isolation booth. Okay, Sean, a little bit of trouble in round 1, but we believe in you. We think you could rebound in round 2. Are you ready?
Don't call it a comeback. I've been in this booth for about a half an hour.
Okay, 60 seconds starts after this first question. Here we go. The Wu-Tang Clan guest featured on what R&B trio's single entitled Anything in 1994?
SWV.
Which MC founded his own record label, Terror Squad, in 1997, setting up the careers of
Fat Joe?
Pharoah Monch began his career in which rap duo alongside
Organized Confusion?
Name the title of the smash hit released by the German Eurodance group Snap, which originally featured lyrics by Chill Rob G.
Pass.
Even though they were completely different in sound and tempo, which song title did LL Cool J and Notorious B.I.G. both share?
Going Back to Cali.
Name the so-so deaf MC who was the first solo female to be certified
The Brat.
Name the classic 1990 Steven Seagal film whose soundtrack featured songs by Tone Loc, Mellow Man Ace, and Young MC.
Pass.
Name the title of the smash hit released by the German Euro dance group Snap, which originally featured lyrics by Chill Rob G.
I'm going to pass on that one again. All right,
that's time, Sean. That's time.
All right.
You got 5 out of 7 questions correct in round 2. You did make a comeback. How are you feeling?
I specifically told you not to call it a comeback. We just talked about this.
All right, Sean, we're going to put you in the booth and we're going to bring out Open Mic Eagle. All right, Open Mic Eagle, how was your time in the booth?
I was asleep.
Oh.
Asleep to the sounds of hardcore hip hop.
I'm glad to hear you were prepping for round 2.
I don't know how to prep.
Well, Open Mic Eagle, the questions in this round are worth 200 points. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. The Wu-Tang Clan guest featured on what R&B trio's single entitled Anything in 1994?
Pass.
Which MC founded his own record label, Terror Squad, in 1997?
Fat Joe.
Pharoah Monch began his career in which rap duo along his partner, Prince Po?
Organized Confusion.
Name the title of the smash hit released by the German Eurodance group Snap, which originally featured lyrics by Chill Rob G.
Pass.
What song title did LL Cool J and Notorious B.I.G. both share?
Pass.
Name the so-so deaf MC who was the first solo female to be certified platinum.
The Brat.
Name the classic 1990 Steven Seagal film whose soundtrack featured songs by
Pass.
The Wu-Tang Clan guest featured on what R&B trio's single entitled Anything in 1994?
Shit. Brownstone.
Name the title of the smash hit released by the German Eurodance group
I Got the Power.
That's time, Open Mic. You got 4 out of 7 questions correct.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, a little bit of a fall from grace, but still a good performance.
I feel graceful as fuck, okay?
All right, we're going to go ahead and bring out Sean and talk about the correct answers for round 2. Wu-Tang Clan guest featured on SWV's single Anything in 1994. Open Mic, what made you slip?
I didn't know the answer is what made me slip.
Pretty logical.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
That's how they get you.
It is. Yeah. It's fucking trivia.
All right, both you guys got this one correct. Fat Joe founded Terror Squad in 1997.
Fat Joe and a Terror Squad.
Organized Confusion consists of Pharaoh Monch and Prince Pope. The Power was the smash hit by German Eurodance group Snap.
I got the power.
Going Back to Cali is the song by LL Cool J and Notorious B.I.G.
You know, I heard that question all fucking wrong. I thought you said sample, but that's because I'm stupid.
You're not stupid. You're stupid fly.
The Brat is the first solo female MC to be certified platinum in 94.
So funkified.
Both you guys passed on this one. You know, this one breaks my heart. The Steven Seagal film soundtrack that featured songs by Tone Loc, Mellow Man, Ace, and Young MC was marked for death. For death.
Sorry.
Not Steven Seagal fans.
Is it a good film? I haven't seen it.
At the end of round two, Open Mike Eagle just barely hangs on to the lead with 1,400 points, with Sean creeping up from behind with 1,300 points. Who knows what's going to happen in our final round, during which questions will be worth 300 points. That'll give each of our Stony Island Audio Golden Era Gladiators a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and the grand prize of $500. The other contestant will have to spin our dreaded head spin wheel of consequences. Stick around for round three.
Hi, this is Chubb Rock. You may know me from my hit single Treat 'Em Right or my legendary guest verse on Brooklyn Dodgers Part 2. I'm here to discuss a serious problem affecting adults over the age of 35. It's called CHDS, Classic Hip Hop Deficiency Syndrome. If you find yourself referring to your Apple laptop as Mac Daddy or doing the Roger Rabbit to impress your spouse, you may be suffering from this paralyzing disease. Well, there's good news. The doctors at Stupid Fly have developed a cure called Fresh Era. Fresh Era is a guided audio tour into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including Young MC, Fat Lip of the Far Side, Grand Pooba Maxwell, and me, Chubb Rock. So put on your single-strap overalls and run to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Fresh Era today. Nobody should live in an adulthood coma. Fight classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome and get stupid fly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to the Battle of Stony Island audio edition of Headspin. Open Mike Eagle is holding on to the lead with 1,400 points, but Sean is poised for a potential comeback with 1,300 points. This round, each of you have a chance to win because the point values are tripled. Open Mike Eagle, you'll be going first. That means, Sean, you'll head into our booth.
Whee!
Okay, Open Mike Eagle, this is the last round, round three. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
60 seconds will begin after I read this first question. Here we go. Who founded No Limit Records in 1990?
Master P.
Which member of the Hieroglyphics crew, whose debut album was titled Fear Itself?
Casual.
Who was the first rapper to host the Grammys?
Pass.
Name the DJ for House of Pain.
Shit. Pass.
Which founding father of gangsta rap was responsible for the 1988 LP entitled Smoke Some Kill?
Oh, pass. Fuck.
Keep It Real was the title of what New Jersey-based Caucasian MC who was an affiliate of Naughty by Nature?
Pass.
Name the child member of Rap-A-Lot Records crew who released an album titled Funky Little Brother in 1993.
Pass.
Who was the first rapper to host the Grammys?
Pass.
Name the DJ for House of Pain.
Short Chop.
All right, open mic, that's time. You ran out of time, open mic.
Boy, that wasn't good.
You got 2 out of 7 questions correct in round 3. Maybe your blood pressure is low. Give this man a cookie. How are you feeling, open mic?
I'm so sad.
All right, let's bring out Sean for round 3. All right, Sean, welcome to round 3. This is your last chance to win. How are you feeling?
You know what? I feel a lot better than I was in that first round. The second round was a bit more redemptive, and now this third one, I mean, we're just going to have to find out.
This is your last chance to win. The correct answers are worth 300 points. Here we go. Who founded No Limit Records in 1990?
Master P.
Which member of the Hieroglyphics crew, whose debut album was titled Fear Itself?
Casual.
Who was the first rapper to host the Grammys?
LL Cool J.
Name the DJ for House of Pain.
DJ Lethal.
Which founding father of gangster rap was responsible for the 1988 LP entitled Smoke Some Kill?
Oh, pass.
Keep It Real was the title of what New Jersey-based Caucasian MC who was an affiliate of Naughty by Nature?
Pass.
Name the child member of the Rap-A-Lot Records crew who released an album titled Funky Little Brother in 1993.
Fucking pass.
Which founding father of gangster rap was responsible for the 1988 LP entitled Smoke Some Kill?
I'm gonna say Ice-T, but I don't feel great about it.
Keeping It Real was the title of what New Jersey-based Caucasian MC who was an affiliate of Naughty by Nature?
Affiliate white MC.
All right, Sean, that's time. You ran out of time,
okay,
Sean.
Okay, all right.
I know you had big redemption hopes in round 3. How are you feeling about your performance?
I feel okay about it. I think I will be more specific once I find out how well Open Mike Eagle did in his round.
All right, let's bring out Open Mike Eagle, and we're going to talk about the correct answers to round 3. Both of you guys got this one correct. Master P founded No Limit Records in 1990.
Ooh.
Casual was the MC involved in a high-profile battle with Saphir. Queen Latifah was the first rapper to host the Grammys.
Ah, damn it!
I put you on my sex playlist. You betrayed me. Who'd you say, Mike?
I didn't say anybody. I couldn't think of a soul.
I thought it was LL.
I kept thinking, like, Kevin Hart and shit. I'm like, what am I even thinking? I had to pass twice.
DJ Lethal is the DJ for House of Pain.
Not only do I not know that, I never knew that. Did you get that one right, Sean?
I did.
Shit.
He was also in Limp Bizkit.
Oh, see, okay. All right.
The founding father of gangster rap who dropped Smoke Some Kill in 1988 was Schoolie D. The New Jersey-based Caucasian MC who was an affiliate of Naughty by Nature was Milkbone.
Wow. Guys, you can't just make up answers, you know.
All right, last question. Tulo was the child member of Rap-A-Lot Records crew who released Funky Little Brother in 1993. How do you guys think you did?
Very poorly, I would say, if I was going to be objective about it.
I mean, I think that I did great on the answers that I answered correctly, and then the ones that I didn't, fuck those.
This has been an amazing Battle of Stony Island audio edition of Headspin. After 3 rounds of intense battle, Open Mike Eagle scored a total of 2,000 points. Sean, I know you wanted to come back and redeem yourself, and in round 3, you scored a total of 900 points for a total of 2,200 points. That means you did it. You win. You win. Make some noise for Sean, everybody.
Here's a noise. Boo.
Edit that out, guys. Edit that out.
All right, well, congratulations, Sean. You've joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin Champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home today with $500. What are you going to do with all that money, Sean?
Probably just going to spread it all over my sheets and roll around on it.
All right, now here's the bad news. Open Mike Eagle. You'll be spinning our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. What 90s-style hip-hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out now. All right, open mic Eagle, give that wheel a spin.
Head spin follow-up fun fact. DJ Lethal wasn't only a founding DJ and producer for the legendary hip-hop trio House of Pain and the Soul Assassins crew, including Cypress Hill, Funk Dubiast, and the Hooligans. He also went on to become an innovator of the rock rap sound of the late 90s, joining megagroup Limp Bizkit in 1997. He did it all for the nookie. Ya biatches.
Oh no, open mic Eagle, you landed on Roger That. That means you gotta do the Roger Rabbit dance in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard.
Nah, no thanks.
Thank you to our Stony Island Audio Golden Era Gladiators, open mic Eagle and Sean. And congratulations, Sean. Open mic Eagle, I can't wait to see the comments on our Instagram page under the video of your consequence. If you would like to witness open mic Eagle's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page at Headspin Game Show.
If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and subscribe to our feed on all podcasting platforms. See you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Production, recorded in Hollywood, California. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Edited by Rob Van Branken. Mixed by Hunter Sum. Music by The Mad Club. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!
The third one's hard. That's why this dance didn't last very long. It's difficult. Just get your boys a break.